Of Victorian origin, Trafalgar Square was built to be an attractive addition to the then unpopular National Gallery. The idea was that the beauty and sculpture in the square would draw visitors to the center of town and then into the gallery. It's safe to say this succeeded beyond all expectation, and quite quickly the famous fountains and Nelson's Column in the square became must-see tourist destinations in their own right. Throughout its history, the square has been used to celebrate, like at the end of the Second World War. It's been used for protests, such as student protests recently and the suffragettes in the early 1900s, and parties, numerous parades and festivals throughout each year. This is also where London's official Christmas tree is erected, a yearly gift from Norway thanking Britain for support during the Second World War. And occasionally, large screens are constructed in the square, which show performances of ballet, opera, sporting events, and the premiere screening of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. It was here, in Trafalgar Square, on the 7th of July 2011, that the final Harry Potter film began its premiere celebrations. On a huge stage erected near Nelson's Column stood Daniel Radcliffe, Rupert Grint, Emma Watson, J.K. Rowling, and dozens of others who spoke to the crowd of thousands who had gathered here to watch this once-in-a-lifetime event. A huge screen was erected where clips and trailers could be shown to members of the public who would stay here to watch the film, and we've included a small clip of this so that you can see it for yourself. However, the actors went elsewhere. Leaving Trafalgar Square, the cast and Rowling herself walked the world's longest red carpet, certified by the Guinness Book of World Records, to Leicester Square, where the film debuted simultaneously at three different cinemas. Trafalgar Square also gets a small cameo during the opening flight battle of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince as the Death Eaters fly over central London. Just across the street from Nelson's Column is a statue of King Charles I on horseback. He is facing down a long main road, Whitehall, and this is the road to walk down first. Keep Trafalgar Square behind you and walk straight ahead. Turn left onto Great Scotland Yard and stop at the corner of Scotland Place on your right.